Well, hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is EWTN Radio, and it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, the Take Two family. So glad to have you with us today. I am Jerry Escher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team in place today. A lot of great folks helping us out. Matt Kabinski is screening calls. Charles Beery is our producer. Michael McCall is on social media. Hey, Deb.
Hello, Jerry. And you know, I don't see it on the show document anymore, but if you go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, you'll see all the wonderful happy anniversary comments. So Jerry, you're going to have to go to the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and see all the comments there, because I was going to share them with you on air, but they're all on the Facebook page. Also on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, if you still want to go there, please, guys, go there quickly this week. And post your suggested topics for August. Do you know, Jerry, we got 16 topics in?
Wow, that's fantastic.
I know. I love the Take Two family. Mm-hmm. They planned the whole summer. Really great topics. We're taking every one of them. So if you still want to, you'll see the question there. Oh, and Charles Beery, our producer, is so sweet. He's going to put the anniversary comments back up on the show document, Jerry, so I can share with you. Because I promised that I wouldn't celebrate without you, Jerry. But today is a very important show. And we really need our listeners' participation, the Take Two family. Listen to this, you guys. Jerry Escher got me totally hooked on St. Francis de Sales. Okay. He was not one of my original go-to saints. Now he is, okay, because of Jerry, because Jerry had a real devotion to St. Francis de Sales. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that St. Francis de Sales said was, God commands us to pray. But forbids us to worry. Okay, so God commands us to pray, forbids us to worry. Think about that for a moment. God commands us to always pray and forbids us to worry. Now, when you hear those words, does it hit something deep inside of you? Because it did for me. I was like, forbids me to worry? Forbids it? Wow, that's powerful. And it really was a game changer for me. So, Jerry, I really want our listeners to weigh in on this. Okay, God commands us to pray, forbids us to worry, guys. This is huge. Think about that for all you worriers out there like myself. This is a big one. 833-288-3986.
All right, let's make it a very impactful midweek conversation on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You may have the day off, for it's Juneteenth. A lot of people have the day off mm-hmm. today. But don't take the day off from your radio show. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 is the number. Again, Debbie mentioned it. St. Francis de Sales tells us God commands us to pray, and we all have to do that. Prayer is the key to salvation, but he forbids us to worry. And the Bible says, you know, worry, fear, or worry is useless. What is needed is trust. So where are you on that, praying and trusting versus worrying and being fearful spectrum? Do you have any trouble at all, just giving everything over to the Lord and trusting that he's going to handle everything? Do you find yourself worrying a little bit once in a while? I think it's human nature. We all do. I do. I'll tell you, be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on this? Not worrying, but also praying and just trusting God. 833-288-3986.
When I heard those powerful words of St. Francis de Sales saying that God commands us to pray, so that felt natural for me. It really did, Jerry. But God forbids us to worry. He's saying no. You don't worry. And yet so many of us, we grew up worrying. We're still worriers in our adult life. And we worry all the time. In fact, I used to say to somebody, I could be a full-time, worrier for person, not a warrior, a worrier for a person. You know, I could worry with the best of them. Is that you? Do you worry about things in the future? Things that you don't have control over, things that you're uncertain of, things that really are bothering you. They ruminate, they go around in your head. But God is saying no, he forbids us to worry. So this is huge, you guys, huge. Please weigh in on this. Did it strike you really in a strong way like it did me? It did for me. I have to tell you, Jerry, it actually lifted so much of the heavy burden of just kind of my day-to-day worries. I'm like, mm-hmm. I kept saying to myself, no, God forbids it. God forbids it. And I'm like a rule-oriented person anyway, because I went mm-hmm. to Catholic school and everything. And so for me, it was like, well, he forbids it. It's out the window. So it really was a game changer for me. We really want to hear from the Take Two family. Would you please call in? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to this show, this is your platform to come together and share your wisdom, understanding, experience so we can learn and grow together. We've got Matt Gubinsky on the phones, ready, willing, and able to answer your call at 833-288-3986.
Yeah, tell us how prayer has changed, maybe changed your worry into peace or trust. The theme again today is, you know, prayer. God commands us to pray, but forbids us to worry. And I think we can move back and forth along that spectrum there. Talk about your prayer life a little bit. Call up and share with us, you know, how your prayer life goes and in what ways you give things over to the Lord. Maybe the surrender novena from Father Delindo Ruotolo. How do you find that place of peace and that place of trust in a world where, you know, you may be responsible for a lot of things? You may be responsible for the upkeep of a marriage and a family and a job and, you know, activities and working out and just trying to live day-to-day life. Those can bring a lot of worries into our mm-hmm. lives, but we want to try and avoid those. So tell us the secret, Take Two family. What do you do about praying like we should and not worrying like we shouldn't? 833-288-3986.
I never realized how deep St. Francis de Sales was. He's very, very deep. And if you really want to take your spiritual life to the next level, definitely look into the life and the wisdom of St. Francis de Sales. I would definitely recommend it in the spirituality. It is so powerful. I see now, Jerry, why you like him so much as one of your saints.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's very, you know, very, I think, people-oriented. All the saints are people-oriented, but he just is so down to earth and is so calming in his spiritual advice. I mean, he'll mm-hmm. say things like, you know, he'll say, you know, be kind to everyone, starting with yourself.
Self, yeah.
You know, and that's mm-hmm. those are words that you don't often hear, you know, but we're supposed to love each other as we love ourselves, so we should be nice to others in just the same way that we are nice to ourselves. So, yeah, St. Francis de Sales is definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the title of today's episode is God Commands Us to Pray, but Forbids Us to Worry. So let's talk about that. We cover it from all angles, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know how it rolls here on Take Two. So please call in 833-288-3986, and we'll be right back.
Going right to your calls in just a moment on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. God commands us to pray but forbids us to worry. That is a quote from St. Francis de Sales. Call up, tell us about your prayer life, how deep it is, some of the things you like to incorporate into your prayer life, and how maybe that's had an impact on your ability to trust more in God and just leave things in His hands and not worry so much about things, because worry is useless, as the Bible tells us. So we want to pray, we want to not worry, similar to what Padre Pio said, mm-hmm. you know, pray, hope, and don't worry. So 833-288-3986 for you to inspire the world with your take today. And we will get to your calls after I tell you about a book from EWTN Publishing, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, American Revolutionary. It's the story of the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence, and it's written by Father Charles Connor. It's a masterfully written biography, and Father Connor brilliantly sets the stage for Carroll's extraordinary life by examining his ancestry, the origin of the U.S., and the story of its founding. Mm-hmm. You will learn a lot in this book about the pursuit of religious liberty in the Maryland colony in the face of marginalization, the ways Carroll lived his faith and connected to the first bishop of the United States, and more. This book is available now at EWTNRC.com. We invite you to buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com. Mm-hmm.
And Pedro is answering calls with Matt Gubinsky, so you can say hello to him. It was wonderful to talk to. We love when we have extras on the show team for each episode, so you can call in, get in right away, and say hi, Pedro. He's so nice. 833-288-3986 is the number. Before we get to Tony in Pennsylvania, hold on, Tony. I'm just going to weave in a couple anniversary comments because it's anniversary week here. Our anniversary on Saturday, 9 years of Take Two with the Take Two family. You guys are incredible. Staying with us, sticking with us all these years. Vicky says, Jerry, happy anniversary, take two. I love your show and both of you. Thank you, Debbie and Jerry. Thank you, Vicky. That is so kind. Sally says, congratulations. Love your show. I listen on my way home from work every night. You two are the best. Oh, that's so sweet. I always see, this is why I needed you here, Jerry, because I'm going to start crying. I always learn something new and always an interesting subject. Thank you, Sally. And there's others, Karen and others, there's that have been coming in. We want to thank you guys. And yes, we, you know, you pick the subjects. We listen to what you have to say, and then we put it into the show calendar. So it's not just things that come out of our head, you know, that we want to talk about. It's really what the Take Two family wants to talk about. So please call in and share and add to this discussion on God commanding us to pray but forbidding us to worry at 833-288-3986. And let's also celebrate the anniversary week together. Tony in Pennsylvania, Jerry, has been waiting so patiently on XM, listening on XM 130, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Tony. I'm not even going to try to say your city. Can you give us your city?
Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Hermitage. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Okay. I know.
It's north of Pittsburgh.
Right. I'm from New Jersey, so I wasn't too far away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hi, Tony. Welcome to the
program. I see that you're a Pison. My last name is DiCaprio.
Oh, nice. Like the famous actor.
Yes. He gets the same questions about me also all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, too funny.
So what do you have, Tony? Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that you talking about trusting in God, and it's interesting because I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer that metastasized in my spine 4 years ago, and they said it's not terminal, but it is chronic. But at the end of the day, it's still cancer, but we never worried about it. Both of my wife and I turned it over to God, and even through all the treatments, it's been an amazing journey.
Wow.
You know, Tony, I'm just curious. You say you turned it over to God, and that is absolutely beautiful. It sounds like it was something that came fairly naturally to you and your wife, but, you know, were there difficult moments where you kind of wanted to take it back and say, no, I need to worry about this. No, I'm going to give this to you, God. How was that process for you and your wife giving that to the Lord? Because that's a big step.
Honestly,
that's a huge step.
I don't have an answer for that, but my oncologist originally, when I was first diagnosed, he told me I had 5 years to live, and we walked away from the appointment, and it really didn't bother us at all. It was amazing.
Good.
It was just amazing. What? And then since then, I mean, we've had the ups and downs. I've went through 5 rounds of chemo.
Wow.
I just finished my 3rd round of radiation this week because there have been other spots on my spine that were causing some discomfort. But it was never poor me. It was never, you know, what if? It was always, okay, God, you have a plan for me. We'll follow it.
Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, so Tony, I have to ask you a couple questions before you go because this is fascinating to me. So you started off saying that you are Italian heritage, and typically, I'm just generally speaking, Italians tend to worry. So were you never a worrier?
No, not really.
Wow.
Not really.
You're so
lucky. My philosophy on worrying is if it's a problem, correct it. If it's something that you can't correct and you have no control over, what's the point of worrying about it? Because you have no control over it anyhow. So just kind of go with it, I guess.
Great philosophy, absolutely.
Yeah. Is your wife the same way? Is she not a worrier?
Yes. Well, no, she worries a little bit.
A little bit, okay. But
I was telling the screener, we actually participated in the Eucharistic procession. It stopped in Newcastle, which is just south of us yesterday. And it was an amazing experience. We went to Adoration Monday night, and then Tuesday they had the Mass, and then the procession from one Catholic church to another in Newcastle. And there were people from the Pittsburgh Diocese, from Diocese of Erie, from Cleveland, from Youngstown, from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. It was just an amazing experience.
Yeah. We've been hearing that. People have been reporting in from all over the country, and that is incredible to come together and to really honor and respect and to lift up the most holy Eucharist together as the body of Christ. That's very powerful, Tony. Tony, Yeah, I put you in the book, the prayer book. I've got the prayer book, and I put you in the prayer book. As was Jerry was talking with you, I put you in for continued really good health and everything. And Tony, I've got to tell you, that was a powerful testimony, because I think sometimes when you're given a cancer diagnosis, I mean, I know this is my second round of cancer in my lifetime. And when you're given these kind of definite things from the medical professionals, it can really mess with your mind. And you start to like, it just goes all over the place. And I loved what you said, you know, being very peaceful, you just didn't let it affect your life. And then you're doing so well. And I think I've heard have you heard that story before, Jerry, that sometimes when people are given, like, even people are given like a terminal diagnosis, mm-hmm. where they're said that you go home and you're going to die in a month or two. And the person just goes, oh, whatever, I'm going to go on vacation. And next thing you know, they're living 9 years later. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, what yeah. happened? It's because they kind of let go of all that fear, anxiety, and everything. Any final comments, Tony? Because I think what you had to say was so powerful for all of us who may be going through something right now.
No, it's so many variations that you might think you have it bad, but there's always somebody who's just a little bit worse or suffering a little bit more. So just put it in God's hands and do the best you can.
Amen to that. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you joining us here on this program today. You and your wife are in the prayer book. Please keep us in yours as well. 833-288-3986. Our topic today, we take it from St. Francis de Sales. God commands us to pray, forbids us to worry. So give us your take on this, you know. Tell us how, you know, you've eliminated worry from your life, or maybe you're still really a really frequent worrier and you just mm-hmm. don't know how to mm-hmm. maybe shed that out of your life. We can talk about that a little bit too. Mm-hmm. 833-288-3986.
Jerry, you mentioned Padre Pio in the famous quote, pray, hope, and don't worry. If you mm-hmm. if you went on with that quote, it says, worry is useless. It's useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. And that goes along with what Tony's saying. Worry is useless. You can't do anything about it. And it's so just by using that time and energy spent, you could do something else, like spend time with family, have, you know, things you want to get done, and not have that sense of worry on top of it. I love that. Tony really impacted me today. Yeah. Okay. So let's, you know what? We have an open phone line. Come on, you guys, fill those phone lines. We need your experience. 833-288-3986. Stacy's been waiting in Alabama, Jerry, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Stacy. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, how are
you?
Hi,
how are you? Good. Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Well, I wanted to call just briefly. I heard you say a few things. One was you said that you didn't have to be Catholic to call in, and so that made me feel very comfortable. I'm Protestant at the moment. I have been since I was a little girl. I'm 54 years old, and I've always been very close to God. And I was just randomly just searching today to listen to some religious radio, and I just decided I wanted to listen to a Catholic radio. My son has been recently, he's 28, looking into Catholic versus Greek Orthodox versus Protestant. So he's been doing a lot of research, which has prompted me to think about my life over the past, you know, 50 years. And so I started listening to you about 30 minutes ago, and you said something so powerful. You said God commands us to pray and forbids us to fear. And that hit me so intensely, because during this last month or 2 months of me trying to, you know, look at Protestant versus Greek Orthodoxy versus Catholic, feeling like maybe I've been wrong, or, you know, not on the correct path all these years, you know, I don't do the communion, the Eucharist. And so I started thinking and having a lot of fear, because what if during my process of trying to find the truth and change my thoughts and change my faith, so to speak, something happened to me? You know, where am I going to end up if the Lord took me home, and while I'm still trying on this journey to make this decision? And it's like, when you said that, I was like, okay, well, there's my answer. I don't have to be fearful. I just have to continue to pray for direction. And I was like, I'm going to call and tell Miss Debbie that, because that was huge for me.
Beautiful.
Aw, thank you so much. That my heart is like bursting with complete joy and gratitude to God, Stacy, because we really believe that this show, the Holy Spirit is moving and it's touching each and every person every time they tune in by accident or on purpose. And so I would definitely, I just want to say as a fellow Christian, please take that as a confirmation that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. Definitely. There's no accident to you calling in, Stacy. We really believe that, right, Jer?
Well, absolutely. And I just want to be at peace, Stacy. You know, you were talking about, am I on the right path? Have I been on the right path? Life is a journey. God calls us where we are. He meets us where we are, and he calls us to where he wants us to be. We believe here that ultimately that is the Catholic Church that Jesus founded, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Wherever you are in your understanding of that, or maybe even accepting that, that is between you and God. But God puts certain desires on our hearts. And, you know, if you desire to know the fullness of faith and to know Jesus Christ the best you possibly can and the fullest expression of a relationship with him, which we believe is in receiving the Holy Eucharist and the other sacraments. You know, you mentioned your son, I think, who is kind of looking in the direction of the Catholic Church as well. Be patient with yourself, but do the research. Do dependable research online. There's a lot of landmines we can run into out there, but EWTN.com is a great resource. Mm-hmm. Catholic.com is a great resource. CatholicsComeHome.org. So, is any of that a comfort to you, Stacy, or a little bit of help? I hope it is.
Oh, a lot. Yes. That's why I called, because it did speak to me in so many ways, just from choosing the channel, which is something I would have never done. And what you said about the prayer versus the fear. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of fear lately. So, and I don't think God wants me to have fear while I'm searching, you know, for him. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for trusting us. And Stacy, we want to offer our email address. If there are any questions or comments or concerns that you have, and you don't really know, you know, where to go, or maybe you can't reach a certain church or parish to return your calls or something, please feel free to email us. It's take2@EWTN.com. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're here for you.
One last quick suggestion, Stacy. Don't approach this with worry. Approach this with joy and excitement, because, you know, if you have a heart after God and you want the truth, you know, the Bible says, 1 Timothy 2:4, God wills that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It's God's will for each one of us to come to the truth and understand him, who he really is, and the church that he founded and gave to us for our salvation. So be excited, be happy. There may be a little apprehension along the way, because you're going to encounter some new things, and, you know, have some questions and maybe some doubts, and that's all going to be part of the process. But just please try and approach it from a place of inner peace and joy and excitement, mm-hmm. and really enjoy this journey that God has you on, Stacy. That's all I would say to close.
Thank you for that encouragement. I received that, and I appreciate that.
Oh, praise God. Pray for us too, will you?
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we put you in the book, Stacy, so stay in touch. Keep us updated. God bless you for tuning in and calling in. We appreciate it. Okay, Jerry, another anniversary comment, because this is anniversary week, 9 years of Take Two. Patricia Jean said, I can't believe it's been 9 years. We can't either. I mean, it's been an amazing 9 years. Talk about an adventure. So Patricia Jean says, I can't believe it's been 9 years. I remember your first show because you replaced another show I listened to at that same time slot. I love your show and have been an avid listener since the first one. Congratulations. Wow. You should get an award for that. Yeah.
Thank you all, Take Two family. We say it all the time, but we mean it. We love you guys. And we're going to get back to the rest of this program here in just a moment. Talking about God commanding us to pray, forbidding us to worry. What's your take on this topic today? 833-288-3986. We're talking about that journey from prayer to worry and trying to get more on the prayer side and less on the worry side, as St. Francis de Sales said. God tells us to, God commands us to pray, forbids us to worry. 833-288-3986. 888-EWTN is the number to call, 833-288-3986. And we're going to go next to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And Marnie is joining us. They're listening on Sirius XM 130. Is it Marnie? Did I get your name right? Are you there, Marnie? Is it Marnie? Okay, maybe we can get clarification on that and make sure that Marnie is there with us. In the meantime, we will go elsewhere to, let's go to Frank in Alexandria, Virginia, listening on EWTN.com. Hello, Frank.
Hi, this is Frank in Alexandria, Virginia. I hope you're all feeling fine today, because I am.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to just maybe share a verse of a song that I learned in the Catholic Renewal. It's about worrying. So here it goes. Tear the lilies of the field, they neither sow nor weep. But I tell you, not even Solomon was adorned like them. And it goes on and on and on. But that will keep me from worrying. I just have to sing my way out of it. And,
To be able to sing your way out of it, Frank, that is beautiful. And you know, thank you. You've just turned our show into Catholics Got Talent, which is awesome, I think. Thank you.
America's Got Talent, Catholics Got Talent.
Catholic Americans have talent, yeah.
But you know what? Frank's on to something. Frank, you probably know this since you like to sing and elevate yourself out of a certain feeling or a mood. You're spot on. Singing, dancing, anything of that nature will release those feel good hormones and kind of change the direction of worry and fears. And so I'm sure you probably tapped into that already, Frank, but it's actually true, Jerry. I don't know if you know this, but you were a DJ. You probably studied some of this, the psychology behind music and how songs get stuck in people's heads and things like that. But if a person is really, you know, sad or really they're weighed down with a lot of worry or anxiety or something of that nature, if they get outside of their if they're able to do this, if they're able to get outside of their thoughts and do something like an activity like, or sports too, or there's weightlifting, people believe that weightlifting helps that too, but dance, actual dance and music and singing does that. It lifts the spirit. So it sounds like that does that for you, Frank.
Oh, absolutely, Debbie. Yeah, fact is, I'm staying at home and checking all my mail because I have a lot of mail that came in, and then I'm going, if I have time, I'll go take out the drum set to the yard and practice some drum patterns.
Wow.
That's how I deal with it, especially when I'm feeling kind of like my energy level is going down. Oh, I take out the drum set and start doing some patterns.
Well, nice. It's funny. I got to tell you, this is so funny that Frank's bringing this up. Next door to where Marty and I live, there's a two-story house. And up at the bedroom window of the high school young man that lives next door with his parents, his window is right by my studio, my office. And I can always tell when he's having a bad day at school because he comes home and plays his instruments out the window really loud. And I've said to his mom a few times, so she says, "You don't mind, do you?" I say, "He's actually really good. He's musically talented, you know, but he'll do that. That's the way he elevates his mood." I think that's brilliant, Frank. So go play those drums.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And I'll call back in a month.
Okay. Please do, Frank. Praise the Lord indeed.
I love Frank.
Oh, what a fun call. Yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever heard that kids will do that? And that's why they say to have your children learn an instrument.
Sure.
It can help them. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Music is very powerful.
Powerful. Yeah. We got Marnie back. Marnie in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Sirius XM 130. It's Marnie, correct? Welcome.
Oh, yes. I was still on hold.
Oh,
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
I have a little story about an apparition that was going on in the town next to ours. And my husband and I used to go every week, and it was beautiful. But it was the Feast of the Assumption, and I had a niece born with so many things wrong with her. They didn't even expect her to make it through the day. And they named her Faith. So that night at the apparition, the Blessed Mother's message, and I felt her hand on my shoulder. It was unbelievable. But she said, have faith and trust in the will of my son. And at that time, I knew that we were going to have that little faithy girl, and she's 21 now.
Wow.
So the Blessed Mother taught me that. I use it constantly. Mm-hmm. And when my son went to Iraq in the Army, in the heat of battle when Fallujah was going on, mm-hmm. and then Ramadi, he was right in the middle of it, mm-hmm. and saw lots of stuff. But I never worried for 1 minute when he went to Iraq, mm-hmm. because the Blessed Mother had told me that. I placed him at the foot of the cross and said, Jesus, humans are not meant for this kind of worry. It is all yours. You take care of it, just mm-hmm. like the surrender novena.
I was going to say.
Other mothers got so upset with me because I didn't worry, and they were beside themselves, and I kept saying, I put him at the foot of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to, I've never had children, but I can only imagine, you know, worry would come pretty easily to a lot of people, a lot of parents, Marnie.
Mm-hmm. And so,
you know, and you, God put you in a place to be an example, a witness to them, mm-hmm. of your trust, you know, your absolute trust and confidence. And you may or may not see the fruit of that, you know, in this life. Maybe they will tell you someday, hey, you've really helped me to trust or be less of a worrier or whatever. But it's a, mm-hmm. it's just an invaluable gift that you have been given. And look at the fruit of your prayers, you know, consecrating to your son, you know, to our Blessed Mother, and then the little faith, you know, being
faith.
Born 21
mm-hmm.
years. To mm-hmm. now of 21 years old.
Yeah.
God has really rewarded your faith and your trust, Marnie, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Debbie, you
Oh, I totally agree. And we know that from Scripture. When Jesus was ministering and and people would come for healings, what was it that healed them? Their faith, right? So the faith has to be there, and the worry has to be pushed down very, very low. I know that it's hard for some people, because some people naturally do have it just built into them by even just conditioned from when their childhood, you know, if they had a lot of parents that worried a lot and stuff like that. So it can be tough. But Marnie, I agree with Jerry. You were such a shining example for those other moms and dads who sent their children off, you know, for a military service. But one thing I just wanted to say, Marnie, because thank you. Talk about the Holy Spirit working. Thank you so much. I'm surprised I didn't remember it. But because of your call, it jogged my memory for Stacy. Remember, Stacy called a couple callers before you in Alabama. Stacy, if you're still listening in Alabama, I should have mentioned to you Psalm 91. Go to God's protection. Okay, in the middle of the Psalm 91, there's the guardian angels to guard you and guide you in all your ways. And Marnie, a lot of military parents of active service men and women, they cut out Psalm 91 and send it with their military sons and daughters. I didn't know if that was done when your son was serving, but I'll tell you, it is so powerful. So Psalm 91. Any final comments, Marnie?
I sent him with a St. Michael the Archangel prayer card. Mm-hmm. And he had his rosary on him at all times. Beautiful. And they had told him originally, you can't have that in your pockets. And he said, then I'm not going into battle.
Wow.
And they said, okay, you can keep it. So, mm-hmm. yes, yeah, so he's, and you know, he was going to come home from Iraq one way or another. And I had to trust in Jesus that he would come home alive, but if he didn't, that was his will.
Hmm. That is total surrender, Marnie. I mean, that's
total faith.
That's very Marian too. You know, like Mary mm-hmm. presenting the baby Jesus in the temple and just knowing that she had to give Jesus over to God and to God's will. And for you to do, it sounds like you've got a really beautiful relationship with our Blessed Mother, Marnie.
I love her dearly,
yeah.
But Jesus is the one that taught us first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Worry Amen. Will never add 1 minute to your life.
That's right. Not worrying
and
might add time
so
to your life.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Debbie? Not worrying might add time to your life, but worrying won't add time. It might take some time off of your life. So,
Marnie, I totally need to talk to you like every single day. You know, like we need to figure out a way that you could have like a hotline to Marnie so that everybody could just, so you can remind everybody that.
Thank you so much. I'm very humbled by that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Bless your heart, Marnie.
We love you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the kind anniversary comments.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, from Marnie to, I do too. Mm-hmm. You're great. It's fantastic. We love being with you this time every day. And joining us next is Maureen in Fairfax, Virginia, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, yes. So I just wanted to thank you for talking about St. Francis de Sales.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could be called the patron saint of people who worry. And there's a book I just wanted to let your listeners know about that is very helpful on the topic of worry, and it has quotes from St. Francis de Sales as well as some other saints, and it's called Searching for and Maintaining Peace. Searching for and Maintaining Peace. And it's by Father Jacques Philippe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know him well.
So
Go ahead.
And I've given this book to some other people, and they just really thanked me for it and told me how helpful it was.
Yep. I'm just looking something up here right now. Debbie,
we totally agree. We were actually introduced to this book. Do you remember at one of the pledge drives?
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one of the pledge drives, it was a pledge drive premium giveaway at one of the affiliates. And mm-hmm. Maureen, I got so hooked on all of his books. And then I got hooked onto, there was other reading, continued reading. And it's a definite game changer. What do you say, Jer?
I agree. There are some authors who just really can grab you, you know, grab your attention, grab your heart, and they write so beautifully and simply, but also convincingly. And then mm-hmm. Father Jacques Philippe is one of those. I have read several of his books, including Interior Freedom.
Interior Freedom.
For me, yeah. it's a game changer. So,
me too.
Maureen, thank you for bringing this to our attention. And, you know, St. Francis of Sales is great. Father Jacques Philippe, thank God that he gives us these beautiful, spiritual guides along our journey of life. Don't you think, Maureen, isn't that a beautiful gift from God?
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thanks for being on the show today and for recommending that book by Father Jacques Philippe. Again, it is Searching for and Maintaining Peace, a small treatise on peace of heart. And the author, Jacques, of course, is French, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Philippe. Philippe.
Mm-hmm. Great writer. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maureen. God bless you. Thank you for contributing today. We're going to head to Canada now. Toronto. Linda is there on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm a second-time caller, actually, just this week.
Beautiful.
I have a story about the worrying. Back in 1997... my husband got a phone call that there was a job for him in Puerto Rico. We were living in Pennsylvania at the time, and our kids were going to second grade in kindergarten. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, might as well, let's go for it, right? You got to take a leap once in a while. The kids were little. It wasn't going to be forever. And it was going to be a stepping stone for my husband. So I thought, everybody's going to think we have a screw loose. And so that evening, as soon as we said we're going to do it, we were sitting at the dining room table, and I put my head down in my hands, and I said, you know, it's going to be, and we'll do the best we can. But one thing for sure is I need to find a place that has room. I have these 6 ceramic bird figures that I had in my bedroom, and they're like the focal point of my bedroom, and I wanted to take them with me. And I said, I got to take my birds with me. And I says, and whoever buys our house is going to need everything because we're not taking snowblowers and lawnmowers and this and that across the Atlantic Ocean. So they're going to need everything. So we went down to Puerto Rico to look for a place to live and to find a school for the kids. And while we were there, we ended up selling our house while we were down there. It took 3 days to sell our house. And when we went to look for a place to live, you have to use a realtor there. And even if you rent, you have to use a realtor because it's so in demand. So we got hooked up with a realtor through my brother-in-law, and she took us to one place. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Took us to another place. Oh, man, this is not going to work for sure. It started the downpour. I started to get really nervous, upset, thinking, what did we do? What did we do? And she said, the realtor said to me, well, I do have one more place to show you. And I says, take us there. She says, it's a little bit out of your budget. And I said, that's okay. I'll eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a year. Just take us there. She took us to a nice gated community, a nice neighborhood. Kids were playing outside. I didn't even have to go in the house. I pulled in the driveway, and I said, this is it. She took us in the house. I said, oh, this is perfect. She says, well, there's one little problem. I said, what's that? She said, somebody put a bid on this house this morning. And she said, I'll put you on the list. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know, why didn't she tell us that? But anyway, she put us on the list. She said, I'll let you know 7 o'clock tonight. We went back to the hotel, killed some time with the kids, phone rang. This was before cell phones and texts and all that. And my husband's just answering, saying, okay. And I'm sitting there, what's going on? And he gets off the phone, and he says, well, we got the house. He said the couple that bid on it before us earlier in that morning, they had bad credit. And we don't have bad credit, so we got the place. So that was number one. So we sold the house. We got the new house. We didn't have a chance to look for schools when we were there, so I got the phone numbers. All the private schools were English-speaking, and the public schools were Spanish, so we had to go with a private school. There were two schools. I chose one closest to where we were going to live. I called Monday morning down to Puerto Rico to the principal, and I explained the situation. And I said what I needed, and she says to me, oh, our school is full. It's at capacity, but we do have two spots available. And I said, what are those spots? And she says, we have a spot in the second grade, and we have a spot in the kindergarten. And I said, pencil me in. That's what I need. So she penciled me in. And we ended up moving down there, and the day we moved in, the movers came, brought all the boxes. The kids were not started in school yet. I had them unpack all our stuff. I pulled out my ceramic birds from the box in the dining room, and I'm standing there, and I'm scanning the room. Where can I put these? Where can I put my birds? Six of them. I looked up, and right above my buffet, where the movers put my buffet, I looked up, and I saw this glint on the wall. And I pulled the chair, the dining room chair up, because I didn't have a stepladder. I pulled the chair, I stepped up on the chair, and I looked. There were six nails on the wall up above my buffet, my China buffet. And I took the birds, I wiped them off, and I hung them up there. We got the house put all together, the beds put together, pictures up, you know, decorations, make it look like home. When Dad gets home from work, the kids were all excited. My husband walked in the door, and he goes, wow, it looks really nice in here. I took him to the dining room. He said, wow, it looks really nice in here. I said, what do you think about those birds? And he goes, wow, Lynn, you did such a good job pounding those nails in the wall. I said, I didn't pound any nails in the wall. I said, the walls are cement. I said, it's hurricane house. They don't have drywall down here. I said, Dave, there were 6 nails in the wall. He says, what? I says, yep. How many birds I have? 6. There were 6 nails in the wall.
Melinda, yeah.
So then...
Just for the sake of time, I'm going to jump in here because I'm thinking, so your faith was so strong and so right on. It was spot on. You know, when God calls us to something like this, and I'm sure you and your family prayerfully discerned it, you decided to make that move. There was still that element of faith. You know, you were kind of stepping out in faith. And we often do that not knowing what the other pieces of the puzzle that are going to fall into place. And as you're describing this, getting the house, getting the kids in the school, the birds hung up on the wall. Debbie, it's just a total sign of God confirming, you know, what he put mm-hmm. on their hearts as a vision for where he wanted them to go.
He confirmed it with complete details that mm-hmm. fit your needs based on your faith. I love that story, Linda. You know, it's so interesting. Some of our Take Two family members, as you were telling the story, and you did a great job sharing it, they were sending in messages saying, you can't make this stuff up. That's how God works. And it's so true. That is how God works. Linda, we're going to have to let you go on that because we got to get to Danny in Cleveland, Ohio. Linda, you're awesome. Thank you for being a Take Two family member and contributing today with your story. Jerry, real quickly, Podcast Central, The Word on the Word. I love this. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is The Word on the Word with Veronica and Melissa. Veronica and Melissa take a deeper dive into the mass readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time and reflect on feeling homesick. Wow, that's cool. I love that. You can hear The Word on the Word and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Danny, we're saving this few minutes for you because you've been waiting so patiently in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Danny, take it away.
Hey guys, it's Danny again, longtime listener. You know, I've called in a few times, and God bless you both. I can't listen tomorrow or Friday, and it was God's graces told me to call you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. I've got that CT scan coming up with my kidney cancer, and it was curative. So I just, a big shout out to my EWTN family. I know you guys have me in the prayer book. I'm going on my job physical here for that big name hospital here in Cleveland. And I just want it to come together, and I'm just asking for prayers for my EWTN family. I need to do the Lord's work by being a good nurse again in pediatrics, and I need to, I've always been a good nurse, but I need prayers for my physical and most importantly, my CT scans to come back clear. And as Debbie can attest to, you still fight that fatigue after, you know, surgeries and whatnot. It's officially 6 months today that they took my kidney out and a part of my kidney. And I just love you guys. But that's what I have to say.
Yeah. We love you back, Danny, and thanks. I'm glad you got through today with that being a really big day coming up for that CT scan. I think let's just say a little prayer right now for Danny.
Please, please.
For all who are getting tests, medical tests, medical issues, health issues. Hope that the news is all good. Sometimes it's rocks our world a little bit, but let's just say, Heavenly Father, we would put before you Danny right now and a CT scan that's coming up, and just ask that you would guide the doctors, those who are going to be performing these procedures upon him, and all of those Take Two family around the world, Father, who are sick, ill, not feeling well, dying, especially those who are dying. And we just pray that you would grant grace and peace, and that you would be glorified, Father, in everything that we say and do. And we just come before you in confidence and boldness for Danny on his behalf right now, that everything is going to go well, and that he will be able to continue to serve you in your glory as the great nurse that I'm sure he is. So thank you, Jesus. We pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Danny, you got to be like Tony, our first caller in Pennsylvania. Okay, you got to be at peace and have that sense of chill the way Tony has it. I love that. If we could bottle up Tony, that's what we need to capture. Okay, Danny, so keep the peace and keep us updated, please. We've got you covered in prayer. And Jerry just started the first prayer. We continue, Jerry. We always continue round the clock.
We do. Thank you, Danny, for joining us. Great job, Take Two family, again, as always. Tomorrow, we had the story from Linda about moving to Puerto Rico. Well, tomorrow, that's our topic, believe it or not. Are you a good mover? Do you prepare well? Do you pack well? Are you organized? A lot goes into a move, whether it's across the street or across the world. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask you how you are at moving on tomorrow's show. So I'm looking forward to that.
Linda already told her story, so she got in ahead of time. I love that. I have a friend who's a great mover. She's fabulous. And you're a great mover too, Jerry, I understand.
Lots of experience.
Yeah. So thank you, Take Two family. Thank you, show team. Thank you, affiliates. You guys are awesome. St. Romuald, please pray for us. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.